This episode of Stick Like Glue Radio is brought to you by Jim Palmer's Create Your Dream Business Now Academy, a one-of-a-kind live event where Jim will personally teach you how to market and grow a more profitable business faster, even in a crappy economy. During this event, Jim will crack the code and reveal how to create a million-dollar platform on a shoestring budget. You'll learn how to generate a ton of content with ease, and you'll also network with other successful marketers and entrepreneurs. This not-to-be-missed event is March the 13th through the 15th in Las Vegas and will quite literally transform your business. Do not miss it. Get all the details at www.stopwaitingacademy.com. www.stopwaitingacademy.com.
Hi, this is Jamie Tardy from EventualMillionaire.com, and you're listening to Stick Like Glue Radio.
Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Marketing and business building expert Jim Palmer, known internationally as the Newsletter Guru, is a serial entrepreneur, author, speaker, and coach to other entrepreneurs. Jim is the host of Newsletter Guru TV, a weekly web TV show featuring Jim's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice. Check it out today at www.newsletterguru.tv. Please welcome your host of Stick Like Glue Radio, Jim Palmer.
Well, hello there, everybody. This is Jim Palmer, the Newsletter Guru. Welcome to Stick Like Glue Radio. This is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. And those are all great things. I am committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster, and this podcast is just one of the ways that I'm hopefully completing that mission. Really excited about this week's show, folks, because my special guest is none other than my star coaching student, Jessica Rhodes. Let me tell you a little bit about Jessica. She is my daughter, by the way. I think you probably know that if you're listening to this podcast. Jessica Rhodes is the founder and president of Entrepreneur Support Services, a business providing a variety of support services to busy and time-strapped entrepreneurs and small business owners. Jessica earned a bachelor's degree in communications from Temple University and has trained extensively in interpersonal communication while studying strategic communication. She spent 6 years working for a nonprofit where she managed a large staff of door-to-door fundraisers, earning her a reputation as a passionate and skilled saleswoman. In fact, she's been told that she could sell ice to an Eskimo. Her most important job now is being mom to her son, Nathan, my awesome grandson. Jessica left the busy nonprofit world to start Entrepreneur Support Services so she could bring her exceptional skills in sales, marketing, and administrative support to growth-oriented entrepreneurs and smart business owners who need part-time support in a number of areas so they can stay focused on their most urgent, high-revenue-generating activities. She lives in Rhode Island with her husband, Jamie, and again, their beautiful son, Nathan, and their cat, Maisie. And for those new to my community, again, Jessica is my daughter, one of my twin daughters. Jessica, thank you for being my guest expert this week.
You're welcome. Thanks for having me on.
So why is it important? I want to talk about, so I mentioned Entrepreneur Support Services in the opening, but I want to at least start going in a slightly different direction. The second business you launched, your second business inside of barely a year, by the way, was called interviewconnections.com, and that's a business where you connect podcast hosts, internet radio show hosts, with great guests for their program. Tell a little bit about, how that came about and why that's important and, what kind of people you're working with and things like that.
Sure. So I will, start by kind of telling a story about how this business came to be, because I think there's a really great business lesson within all that. I started my business as a virtual assistant, and I was working, and I still am with some of them, working one-on-one with clients, doing some different, social media tasks. I, do Pinterest marketing and infographic design, and started booking my clients for interviews on podcasts and internet radio shows, because these types of interviews are a great way to get your message out, to share, obviously deliver value and deliver, actionable content to other entrepreneurs seeking the information. So I actually started that with you, booking you on a lot of different podcasts, and it was going very, very well. We're getting you booked all over the place, and I was just starting to see how great that that is, to get out there and be interviewed, what it was doing for your business. It was building your following. I mean, I have just seen time and time again so many different things that it's helped you in your business. And as I was doing that, I am, you know, it was pretty simple, you know, sending emails, keeping track of these podcasts. I started connecting with the hosts of these shows, and they were all asking this question to me, which was, who are you? and what do you do? And, you know, I never really talked about myself in the emails. I emailed as your representative, as your assistant. I didn't advertise myself as an interview booker because at that time I really wasn't. I was your virtual assistant booking you for interviews. But they were really pressing of what I was doing because I guess at the time there wasn't somebody connecting entrepreneurs with podcasters and podcasters with guest experts. So there was this growing interest, and it was over several months of doing these interview bookings that I had multiple podcasters just inquire about the service that I offer. And I realized the aha moment and the light bulb was that there is a need in the marketplace for this kind of service, and there wasn't anybody filling it. So that right there was the aha moment for me. And I know, Dad, you've talked about how, you know, with launching your live event in Vegas, you know, you didn't decide to host a live event until you knew there was a need, until you put out a survey. And I didn't launch Interview Connections until I knew there was a need, and I knew there was a lot of people saying, if you create that service, I will be a client. And so I waited till I had that kind of feedback. And that's when I decided to start it. And really, the story is kind of funny. Another lesson here is working with a business coach, because with you as my coach, you had asked me one day, you know, what I enjoy most about my business. I was trying to think of how I could kind of put the pedal to the metal and kind of turn up the heat a little bit and really increase my business revenue. And you asked me two questions. You said, what do you enjoy doing most, and what is the most profitable service you offer? And luckily for me, the answer was the same. It was booking interviews, booking entrepreneurs for interviews. That was most enjoyable for me, and it was the most profitable service that I offered. So literally 5 minutes after that conversation, we went on GoDaddy and secured interviewconnections.com, and I guess the rest is history, right? Here we are, and I'm working with tons of podcasters, booking, probably about, you know, 100 interviews a month now on various shows, and just connecting tons of people together.
And you went to, New Media Expo a few weeks ago.
Yeah, New Media Expo is formerly Blog World, and it's just a huge conference of bloggers and podcasters. So I went there, and I met, you know, tons of podcasters. I learned a lot about podcasting and blogging and, you know, branding, and it was just a fantastic opportunity to be able to connect with new clients.
And so something cool also happened because, you know, you love to give good service and things like that. One of your clients or somebody that you're associated with was on the main stage, and she actually called you out in front of, 1,500 people or something like that. And after the break, you had a ton of people coming up to talk to you. That was pretty cool.
Well, that was just an amazing experience. And, you know, just another nugget I'll expand, I'll actually tell that story is before the event, as my coach, you're working with me on how we can make the most, because when you go to a live event, it's a lot of money. There's airfare. I'm flying from across the country to go to Las Vegas. That's not a cheap flight, you know, hotel, the ticket, everything. But I knew, and I've been taught that it's an investment you have to make in your business to go to these events. So I made the investment, and leading up to it, I'm thinking, okay, I'm planning on how I can make the most of it. I'm not just going to go and sit at the back of the room and learn. I need to go and really actively market myself and my services. And, you know, like I said, I've booked a ton of interviews on podcasts, and I booked Jamie Tardy, the Eventual Millionaire. She's not a client of mine, but I've booked her. I've booked her on your show, and I've connected guests. I've booked my clients on her podcast. So, you know, we know each other. She respects me. I respect what she does. And I was watching her, I was in her session, she was talking about how to, you know, give great guest interviews, and, you know, I asked a question, I went up to the microphone to ask a question, and she, I mean, I'm still so grateful for this, she just told the whole audience what I did, because I believe, and she believes I offer a service that's really valuable to podcasters. So she said, hey, everyone, Jessica books guest interviews. And I grabbed the opportunity to say into the microphone that I was offering a free month of service if people signed up at the event. And after that session, I was just swarmed with people who wanted to talk to me. So, I mean, a couple of business lessons there is, you know, having an offer that is urgent and exciting, and you told me that giving a free month would be urgent and exciting enough for people to sign up, and it was. And also, you know, just really connecting with people, building relationships with the right people. And, you know, I really like Jamie, and I respect what she does, like I said, and it's obviously been a very valuable connection for me to have because she has an audience that really listened to her. So, yeah, that event was great for me.
That was so awesome. So there's so many nuggets in there. So first of all, you know, you're new to business and you're doing well, but, you know, you're in your lean years, as I like to call them, but you embrace this opportunity to get in front of a very big target audience. And I don't know what the final bill is, but I'm guessing with airfare, hotel, and everything, it was probably at least $1,000 to $1,200 investment.
Yeah.
And so how are you okay making that investment so early into your business?
It just takes a lot of guts, honestly. It takes a lot of guts, and it takes faith in myself and faith that I know I will be successful. I mean, you've talked about how in the early years of your business, you know, you use credit cards. I heard Allie Brown recently launched a podcast, and I was listening to that, and she talked about how in her early years it was lean. She invested into her business. She used credit cards, and I'm okay with that. I mean, I've talked to a lot of people that – or have this moral objection to credit cards, and I understand they have to be used responsibly, but for me, I am making use of everything that is available to me to grow my business. So yeah, I'm not afraid to say that I'm making use of credit cards right now to invest in my business because I firmly, strongly believe that I will pay them all off and I will be profitable and very successful and be able to support my family while living a lifestyle that I really enjoy. So it just takes guts and it takes confidence in yourself.
Yeah, and there's something else that I always say, as you know, Jess, is that it's only going to be an expense to your business if it fails to produce a return. In other words, if you went out there and didn't network, if you were shy, you didn't go to meet people, you didn't go to, you know, networking events or things like that, and you came home and you spent $1,200 or $1,500 and nothing came out of it, it's truly an expense to your business that probably shouldn't, you know, be undertaking. But you actually came home with, I think, four or five new clients. You got a huge, you know, little round of publicity thanks to Jamie Tardy in front of the whole main room. And, I mean, there's no question that you know, $1,200 investment or so is going to reap huge rewards for your business.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely. I came home with three new clients, one of which referred somebody to me. So, yeah, four in all. And, I mean, hey, within a few months, I'm going to get that return. And there's so many, you know, intangible benefits, you know, being able to go and connect with leaders in my industry. You know, I was able to go and have a face-to-face conversation with the founder of the conference. And I told him that I'd be speaking there one day. And I truly believed that. And that wasn't going to happen in an email. That type of impact you can have on people, getting in their face and not getting in their face, but talking to them face-to-face and introducing yourself and making it known that, yeah, I'm in my first year, I'm new, but I have a great service, I do really great work, and I'm just letting you know I'm here to stay and I'm here to offer really great value and everything. And, so getting out there to live events is just so important.
Cool. All right. Well, let's switch gears. Why is it important for entrepreneurs, authors, coaches, et cetera, why is it important for them to be interviewed?
Good question. Yeah. So let's go. We'll roll back a little bit to the original topic at hand, which is interviews. And it's so important because getting interviewed is a non-salesy way to promote yourself. To be quite frank about it, you're able to promote yourself. You're able to get in front of hundreds, thousands of people by having a one-on-one conversation. And, you know, a lot of people they really want to know what the return is. When am I going to get a return on this investment in time, which it really is? Why should I spend 30 minutes, you know, being interviewed on someone's show? Well, I will tell you some examples, and I'll leave names out of it, but I will tell you multiple examples of positive things that have come out of interviews. Number one, a client of mine was interviewed on a podcast, and the host was a client of his, and after the interview, that client upgraded to another level, a higher level of membership. So right there, the person who was interviewed increased revenue in their business because they took the time and they built a bigger connection and a bigger relationship. Another example is I connected a client with a podcaster. That podcaster then built a relationship with me as the interview booker, asked me for advice on a virtual assistant. I referred her to someone. Boom, right there, somebody got a new client. Somebody is now leveraging a team for their business. So there's just two examples of business that is happening. And really what interviews do is they create relationships. And business is all about relationships. It's all about, you know, that know, like, and trust factor. And that is really cultivated and developed by having a conversation with someone. And just interviews are a great way to do that because you can have the conversation and air it to thousands of other people to listen.
That's such a great answer. And one of the things I think is most important about that is when a lot of people start a business, they end up going to networking events, whether it's chambers of commerce or whatever it is, and you're usually connecting one-to-one, okay? So whether you're meeting somebody, maybe you even get a referral or it's an actual sales appointment, but so much of the early times in your business development is one-to-one marketing, so to speak. And when you are interviewed, you have the ability to present yourself one-to-many, mm-hmm. whether 10 people listen or 100 or, you know, I was on John Lee Dumas' show, and I don't forget how many he gets now, 300,000 to 400,000 downloads a week or something. So it really is a great way to get your message out in a big way. Should people care how big the audience is, or, I mean, how do they decide where they want to be interviewed?
Sure. And, you know, this is my opinion, and this is my opinion based on a lot of experience booking a lot of interviews, so I hope people agree with me, but if they don't, that's, you know, you don't have to. I don't think it matters how big the audience is, and I think it's a mistake for people to limit themselves to, quote-unquote, the big shows. And while the big shows with those, you know, 10,000 listeners and episodes are obviously fantastic, you're obviously going to get lots of exposure to lots of the people, quite frankly, it's the very small shows that are going to be the most valuable for you because you'll be able to connect with the host. I mean, one of the things that I think it was actually Jamie Tardy who said at New Media Expo was that a lot of times it's more about the connection you make with the host than it is the connection you make with all the listeners that you're never actually going to speak with because that they're listening. They're not actually on the call with you. And that's just it. You have to look at, you know, you're making a connection with the host. You're not just using the host to get in front of all these people. Obviously, that's a benefit to it. But you have to really focus on the relationship with the host. And if you're doing that, then it won't matter so much how big the audience is. So I really think it's important. There's obviously always a value in just being everywhere. One of the things I like best about booking you on interviews is you don't limit yourself to just the big shows. You don't say, well, I'm too big for that show, because I just think that's a diva move, and I don't think that's the way to go. But you've been interviewed on tons of podcasts, Entrepreneur on Fire, huge audience, and you've been interviewed on, you know, some radio shows that maybe weren't the most professional or biggest audience, but you connected with the host, you connected with maybe the two listeners that were there, and you positively impacted their life with the value that you brought to the interview. So I really think there's huge value in being interviewed on shows with audiences of one to, you know, sky's the limit. I think it's important to get out there on all shows and to not close your mind off to them.
Absolutely. And obviously getting interviewed isn't a direct way to monetize, so you know, give me one or two examples of how interviews can lead to higher profits in your business.
Right. Interviews can lead to higher profits in a couple of different ways. First of all, you have to not only do the interviews, but you have to then leverage them. So that's making sure you're promoting them and letting people know that you're being interviewed. There's a lot of credibility that comes along with being interviewed because people just see, oh, she's been interviewed. That means somebody cares enough about what she has to say that they're letting her on her show. That means what she says must be valuable. She must be successful. So it it gives you instant credibility, and it gives you the ability to position yourself as an expert in whatever you're talking about. And so a couple of different ways you can be promoting it. I'm a big fan of using a Pinterest board to collect your interviews, just the only social media platform where it kind of allows for that portfolio aspect so you can show people all the interviews. You can have a media page on your website or your blog where you list out all of the interviews that you've done. You link to them. If you've been, if you've been interviewed by media outlets, even if it's local, like CBS, ABC, you can put those media logos on your site. So it's that credibility. And when people are looking for someone to do business with, they're going to look for people that are successful, right? If I was out there saying, oh, I'm really new in business, I've had a couple of clients, but I'm okay, nobody's going to want to hire me. But they're going to want to hire someone that knows what they're doing, that's successful, that knows what they're talking about. So by being interviewed and showing people that you have had that spotlight on what you know about, it's going to up people's level of trust in you, and that's going to increase your chances of getting new clients.
So cool, man. Some great, great advice. Do you have any specific examples or success stories of how you're working with people?
Yeah. I guess I kind of went into them earlier. I jumped the gun a little bit, but just the connections I've seen. The example I talked about with my client who, was on a podcast of one of his clients, and then businesses came together. I've been able to refer people. I've seen a lot of people start doing business together after I've referred people to them. So I guess I kind of already gave those examples, but it's just really all the connections I've seen. It's been really, really exciting.
Jessica, the other thing you do for me, so I think we kind of covered the whole interview thing. I think it's really, really valuable. And again, your website there is interviewconnectionswithans.com. The other thing that you're doing for me and a few others is Pinterest marketing. And I think that's one of those, I don't want to use the term bastard stepchild or, redheaded, stepson or something, but Pinterest is one of those things I think people know about, but they don't really think it's an important part of their million-dollar platform. But you're getting me some pretty amazing results. Give us maybe a 3 to 5 minute little primer on Pinterest and what you're doing for me.
Yeah, absolutely. Pinterest is, it's a social media platform. It's very popular, and it's a platform of social media that's really cool because it's very different than Facebook and it's very different than Twitter. And I think the biggest difference is the shelf life of the content that you add to Pinterest is much longer than something you put on Facebook or Twitter. So if you put a success tip or a tweet on Facebook, with Twitter, if someone's not on Twitter the moment you post it, it's gone, and they're not going to see it, which is why you need to tweet a lot every day to really get attention from other people on the site. With Facebook, maybe it's within a day or two, it's not going to be shown on the feed. And obviously the big thing with Facebook is becoming more of a pay-to-play. Facebook really controls who sees what. So there's, there's less control there. And while that, may be a similar story on Pinterest, Pinterest is treated as a search engine. You can actually search for content and pins are going to come up accordingly. So since the fact of the matter is on Pinterest, over 80% of the content are actually repins. They're just pins that are being circulated around. People hang out on Pinterest and just click repin to add it to their pin boards. As an entrepreneur, if you're adding 20, if you're that 20% where you're adding new content to the site, where you're actually creating images, through some type of graphic design software, and it can be very simple software, you're creating images and you're adding it to Pinterest and linking it to your website, you're instantly making, that's a very easy way to make your content go viral because, again, 80% of the pins are just going to be repinned. So I've seen some amazing results with clients. I've been doing their Pinterest pages. I've created some cool quote pins, and just weeks and months after they're pinned, I keep getting notifications that they're being repinned. One pin I keep checking on has been repinned over 200 times because it's a graphic that I downloaded a stock photo. I added a quote to it. I made it look kind of cool, made it look eye-catching. and I put it on Pinterest, and it has just been repinned and repinned. People keep discovering it because it's also a chance to, you know, optimize your description. If you write in your pin description something that people are going to search for, and I find the most success in writing very short descriptions, like one hashtag or two hashtags, if people are searching for those exact words, your pin's going to come up, and they're going to find it, and they're going to repin it. So, you know, obviously, you need to be using the social media platforms that are working for you, but I have found some really cool results in Pinterest. I think it's worth checking out.
To talk about my account a little bit, when you started doing Pinterest for me, I forget how many followers I had or if that's even the right phrase, but it's like doubled or tripled, right?
Right. And, it was about 600, I think, and now you're at about 1,200. So pretty cool.
There's
different, honestly, what I've seen on your account, you've got different followers on Pinterest than you do on Facebook and Twitter. So you've got people, you're reaching people that you wouldn't be reaching if you were just on Facebook. I mean, there's one guy that, you know, as your Pinterest marketer, I'm interacting with a lot, and he just loves your content. And, you know, I'm not 100% if he's following you on Facebook or Twitter. I mean, he probably is if he's a big fan of yours, but I see him engage much more in your content on Pinterest. So it's just a great way to be connecting with a lot more people.
So I need to stay focused as the host, but you and I need to connect to figure out. We need to figure out a way, and I guess this is good for everybody listening too. If you are doing what Jessica's doing for me on Pinterest, we should all find a way, Jess, to take Pinterest and try and also get people connected on Facebook. That's where I spend most of my personal time. Mm-hmm. On Facebook,
right.
We should find a way to kind of cross promote and kind of cross leverage in a way. So, some good information. Last thing, you are also into my Google Analytics, which gives you a lot of information about traffic, length of time on site, and things like that. What have you found out with Pinterest compared to some of the other social media sites?
Right. Well, what I have seen on your Google Analytics, people tend to stay on your website a lot longer when they come from Pinterest than from Facebook or Twitter. And I think the reason is people are discovering you for the first time on Pinterest because they're able to find your pins through a search result, whereas on Facebook or Twitter, they're only going to see you if they're following you. So what I found is people stay a lot longer. You're getting tons of traffic from Pinterest. So, I mean, the Google Analytics is really the proof that it does work.
It's really pretty cool. Now, there's two types of graphics, and I usually call them the one and the same, but you always correct me. There's infographics, which are typically – they're very tall. It's like a very tall virtual poster, if you will. And then you also make you and your design team make these little square graphics for my different podcast shows.
Mm-hmm.
How important are those?
Oh, they're so important. Yeah. So there's infographics, which are kind of, you know, long and skinny. They have a lot of, you know, surprisingly, information in them. So they can summarize a chapter in a book. They can summarize a blog post, kind of give the main bullet points of a podcast episode. And those are really great on Pinterest because they take up a lot of real estate on the Pinterest feed. So those are really great. And then I call them promo graphics, are kind of like square or rectangle, just really you know, square, maybe 600 by 600 pixels, where we're using them to promote your podcast and Newsletter Guru TV. And it'll have, you know, a cool microphone. It'll have, you know, the headshot of you and or the guest. It'll have the title of the episode. And I've got a great design team that are whipping these out. They look so cool. And when you put them up on Facebook and Pinterest, you're getting way more attention than if you were to just put up text, just a status update. Because people are, like, really attracted to it, and they actually can look at the picture and know what it is rather than just putting the guest headshot where they just say, you know, that's just somebody's picture. But when you actually make a whole graphic that kind of describes the episode, it really draws a lot of attention. So we do those for all of our Interview Connections clients as well.
Wow. Tons of great information, Jessica. Thanks. What's the website that you want to send people to? How can they connect with you?
Sure. You can connect with me at entrepreneursupportservices.com. That's my blog. I've been updating that with great tips on interviews, guest interviews, some different business type blog posts. And then obviously you can learn about all the different ways you can work with me, and there's easy ways to link to interviewconnections.com there. So entrepreneursupportservices.com is a great place to connect with me.
great. Thanks, honey. That's some really great information. Just occurred to me. I don't call my other guests, honey, but that's okay.
Yeah, it's okay, Dad.
Since I know, it's pretty funny. Thanks again. Really, really great content, and I suggest everybody connect with Jessica, man. What she's done for me, I don't even know the count, but it's got to be approaching 100 interviews I've done, I say this year because we're now in 2014, but all of last year. It's an amazing way to – it's an amazing platform builder. So get yourself out there and interviewed. I mean, most of them are just audio, so, you know, jeans and a T-shirt in your home office is totally fine. All right, folks. Hey, that wraps up this very, very special episode of Stick Like Glue Radio with the super talented Jessica Rhodes. Stick Like Glue is the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. I am your host, Jim Palmer. I'm committed to helping you build a more profitable business faster. Watch for another great episode of Stick Like Glue Radio next week. And until then, keep taking action, keep moving forward, and don't ever, ever, ever give up. Now go out there and do something nice for somebody today. Take care, everybody.
You've been listening to Stick Like Glue Radio, the only podcast dedicated to helping you create an everlasting bond with your customers so they stay longer, spend more, and refer more. Stick Like Glue Radio features Jim Palmer's unique brand of smart marketing and business building advice for action-oriented entrepreneurs. To make sure you don't miss a single profit-boosting show, subscribe to this podcast at www.getjimpalmer.com. If you know other entrepreneurs looking for the fastest way to higher profits in their business, please tell them about the Stick Like Glue Radio podcast. Now go and implement what you've learned and boost your profits. See you next week for more Stick Like Glue Radio.